The Southeast Asian nation of Singapore celebrated its 43rd birthday this past weekend. That meant it was time for the annual National Day Parade. It's a big deal in Singapore, an extravaganza with military flybys, pop stars, and fireworks. There's also a musical tradition that goes with Singapore's National Day. As part of our ongoing series on unofficial national songs, Michael Suaito tells us about Singapore's yearly anthem.
Singapore's National Day is like America's 4th of July.
You must understand that in Singapore, right, we celebrate National Day with big pomp and fireworks and huge stadium show.
But Singaporean music industry veteran Lim Sik points out a difference. He says Singaporean authorities see to it that there's a new National Day anthem every year.
They would commission a local writer to specially compose a piece that would be used to move the audience, and it would be promoted to death.
This year's piece is Shine for Singapore. The singer here is Chinese pop star Joy Chua. It's too early to tell if Shine for Singapore will have staying power, but some previous National Day anthems have become etched in the Singaporean consciousness. Singaporean DJ Brunetta Lopez says her favorite is the 1987 National Day entry, We Are Singapore.
There was a time when people said that Singapore won't make it, but we did.
It fills your heart and you feel real nation pride while singing it. So I like that tune. It's got a really nice lilting feel to it.
This is my country, this is my flag, this is my future, this is my life.
We Are Singapore had a rah-rah, yay Singapore, patriotic message. That was true of the National Day anthems in the 80s and most of the 90s. But in 1998, says Lim Sik, a song called Home broke the pattern.
Home was the first time that the theme song took on a softer edge, you know, something almost akin to like a ballad. And I think the difference really made people sit up to listen.
I will always recall the city, know every street and shore, sail down the river which brings us light, winding through my Singapore.
It touches them and make them realize that no matter what it is, Singapore is home and your friends are here. And that's a different feel to the whole thing. So I think that's why I think to today it is still so important.
This is home, truly, where I know I must be, where my dreams wait for me, where that river always flows.
There's a second group of songs that some Singaporeans also consider unofficial anthems. These are the traditional folk songs, which predate Singapore's nationhood. Songs like Rasa Sayang.
Rasa Sayang, eh, Rasa Sayang, Sayang, eh, eh, Nina Lona Dao, Rasa Sayang, Sayang, eh.
So how do you feel when you hear Rasa Sayang?
Happy.
Rasa Sayang. Well, in Malay, Rasa Sayang means like feel the love, so I guess we all feel the love right now.
Singapore's neighbors, Indonesia and Malaysia, had a dispute this year over Rasa Sayang. Malaysia used the song in a tourism commercial. Indonesia said, "You can't do that. Rasa Sayang is Indonesian, not Malaysian." Singaporeans don't really care where the tune comes from. They just love it. Music producer Lim Sik and DJ Vernetta Lopez certainly do.
That song, Rasa Sayang, is something that all of us know, regardless of race, language or religion, you know. Don't ask me how. I mean, it's one of those things that, you know, you hear when you're in kindergarten and then you learn as you're in school and then you come in touch with it all the time.
It's so sweet. I feel like, you know, I'm transported back to old Singapore. I remember the roots. I remember where we came from.
For The World, I'm Michael Suaito in Singapore.
Rasa Sayang. Rasa Sayang, Sayang.